We're joined now by Gina Latuca, Chief Communication Officer for SPCA, serving Erie County. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. So we hear of this new law signed by the governor yesterday that will outlaw the declawing of cats. From your initial thought and perspective here, how do you see it impacting how you function at the SPCA?
The one thing that we're concerned about is, will it affect or impact in any way the number of feline adoptions? You still have that section of society that says, I love cats, but I would never bring a cat into my home if a cat has claws. And that's not just because of furniture. There are people with toddlers, people with infants, people with different medical concerns, and these are people who have legitimate fears. Will those people now be less likely to bring cats into the home?
So much has changed, of course, in the treatment of animals in recent decades. You're very, very familiar with that, and I would have to say overall the treatment is better than it was a half century ago for sure. At the same time, I'm wondering from is your understanding, where does this sense of this concern about the declawing of cats, from where does it emerge?
It's interesting. I just looked at our Facebook page for the SPCA serving Erie County, and I'm seeing some really good discussion. I mean, not people getting nasty, but some people really discussing whether or not this is humane, whether or not this is cruelty. Is it considered mutilation? I see some people comparing it to neutering. Is this something that was acceptable before and now people are being hypersensitive? So there's some very good discussion, a lot of different perspectives.
And at the same time, I'm wondering from your perspective as somebody who has been so deeply involved in these issues regarding the treatment of animals for so long now, are there other issues regarding animals and the treatment of animals that perhaps lawmakers should be addressing as well?
You know, this one is far from over because what we're dealing with is cat overpopulation. This is something we're still seeing in Erie County. So one of the greater issues is if this ends up contributing to the cat overpopulation problem here in Erie County, what else will be done by the state now to help control cat population? If you look at cats compared to dogs, you see that there is legislation concerning dogs. Depending on where you live, you can only own a certain number of dogs in your house. They have to be licensed. They have to be confined. None of this is at work for cats. So if you have 30 cats at your house that are indoor-outdoor cats, they're not spayed or neutered, but they're healthy, they're being well cared for, yeah, you can own those 20 or 30 cats who are free roaming, who are multiplying. There's nothing illegal about that.
Gina Latuca, Chief Communications Officer with SPCA serving Erie County. Thanks very much for your perspective this morning.
Thanks, Jay.